Here on the UMD campus, there are a variety of events that are coming up and a few that have already taken place during October to celebrate Coming Out Day. It was in 2016, it was the 28th anniversary of National Coming Out Day. And joining us in the studio this morning is Erica Kaczynski, and she works with the QASU here on campus, and she joins us in the studio. Hey, Erica, hi.
Hi, how are you?
The QASA is what?
The QASU is the Queer and Allied Student Union. We're an organization in the Multicultural Center that revolves around queer students.
If someone who is not gay, lesbian, transsexual, bisexual, transgender, bisexual, thinks about Coming Out Day, we're getting it more educated, we're learning more, but that is really the idea of coming out. Even if maybe the people around you suspected, is really, really powerful and can be, I think, terrifying in a way that people who aren't going through that experience and living that experience can't understand. Can you talk a little bit about what Coming Out Day means to students or to anyone?
Yeah, definitely. Coming out can be a really big moment for people and kind of a monumental thing, not only like getting acceptance and support from your family and friends, but also with yourself. But even though like coming out isn't just a one-time thing, it's a process. And even, you know, like you think, okay, I'm gonna come out, and even if you do it once, that's not it. Like, we have to come out every single day to our bosses, to our, you know, our friends, new people we meet. Like, it doesn't just happen one time. But National Coming Out Day is kind of a celebratory day for anyone in the queer community. Whether you're out, whether you're not out, it's a time to come together and just be really supportive.
When I talked with Erin Olson this spring, and we did a community conversations, and we talked about the bombing of the nightclub in Florida, and I was surprised to discover, Erin, and we had another student who was a guest, who was a student at UWS, that the three guests I had in the panel are gay, and they are terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd taken some comments offline from social media, and I had communicated with some people, and they asked me to pass on messages because they were too afraid to even come on the radio, even not identified. They were afraid somebody would recognize their voice. And these people were really, really afraid. And we don't think about this. I don't think we like to think about this as a community that is either unfriendly or certainly not openly life-threatening or hostile to queer people. But apparently that isn't the case. That isn't everybody's experience. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think where that gets scary is we create spaces for ourselves where we can gather and be supportive and have a place just to be comfortable. But now you're kind of putting yourself in danger by just being in your own space. I mean, I don't know, like, you don't ever really know what's going to happen. Although, like, it's really sad. I think that it's pushed the community to come together and to find ways to try to make things better. And, like, even though we've come a long way, there's still a long way to go.
The three people that I had on the panel this spring were all men, and they talked about being afraid or at least being hypervigilant because they felt that their experience had led them, that it was very possible they were going to be confronted, usually by another man, at some point during the day. And so this was something that they had to live with. Do women feel the same way? Do lesbian women feel the same way, that they are going, you know, that every day they get up and they head out the door and that they may be attacked by somebody at some point, either verbally or certainly not physically, I'd hope, but
I can't speak for all lesbian women. I don't identify as lesbian. I think regardless of your sexual orientation or your gender, I think a lot of it has to do with expression and prejudice that people have based on your physical appearance. Like, for example, myself, I am straight passing, you know, like no one would assume I think anything. And so, like, I'm not afraid to go out anywhere. And I think it's just really dependent on the person and the situation and where you are, you know, and who you're surrounded with. But I don't think that fear is inherently identity based, based on sexual orientation.
Well, and of course, what we've talked about, what we've seen happening in the news and the part of the national conversation has been that women live with a certain measure of that fear all the time,
right?
Anyway, but maybe for different reasons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's the most important thing that, especially on campus, with the events that are coming up and with the effort of the campus to turn their attention to a group of students and raise awareness, what's the most important thing that the community can do to be supportive?
Well, the campus climate survey just came out. I don't know if you've heard at all about that.
Well, we do it. There is a campus climate survey very often. How, mm-hmm. And what were, but I don't think I've taken a look at the results if
okay.
I've seen them yet.
It was pretty concerning. There were a lot of reports of people from the queer community that have been sexually assaulted, that have been harassed. There were multiple comments where some surveys had to be completely taken out of the results because they were so hateful towards certain demographics. I think the main thing is overall people are genuinely okay, but there needs to be a push for more education on campus. A really huge thing is pronouns, asking for people's pronouns, introducing yourself with your pronouns.
Now, that's going to be a tricky one for old folks because my daughter has a friend, and she explained to me about the pronouns that this friend elects to use. And I thought that, you know, being a kid who came of age in the 60s and 70s, that I was fairly liberal and free-thinking. But the pronoun thing is just a piece of courteousness that I'm sure I'm going to stumble over a little bit because I don't really know how to handle that necessarily. But you ask politely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A really good practice to do is just say, like, hi, I'm Erica. My pronouns are she, her, or they, them. And it kind of opens it up to other people if they want to introduce their pronouns. And it helps, you know, get into the habit of asking, of using people's correct pronouns. Because, for example, so what are your pronouns?
She, her.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So,
oh, look,
did
pronouns.
You did pronouns.
I remember what a pronoun was. Yay.
Right. So, you know, if you use the wrong pronouns, the best thing to do is just, you know, correct yourself and move on. Don't make a big deal out of it because your pronouns aren't about, it's about the person's and their pronouns. Like,
right.
Don't make
and
a big deal
what
of it. Just move on.
What? How they feel. And if they say, no, I prefer, you say, oh, okay, my bad, move on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then that's usually it, and it's usually fine.
Erica, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your coming in. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you too.
Erica Kaczynski is the publicity coordinator for QASU, and she joined us this morning to talk about Coming Out Day here on campus.